Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast Ears to Feel, a podcast made with women in mind. Today's episode is titled Equally Valuable. Please join Denise as she discusses degree or not degree.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Ears to Feel podcast. Today's episode is titled Equally Valuable. Now, before we jump into today's podcast, be sure and stay tuned in because a little later in the podcast, I have some fun facts regarding some pretty popular and well-known folks that just might surprise you. Now, let's dive into our scripture reference for today's episode, and it's Matthew 20, verse 16. So, the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is from the NIV version. Now, the kingdom of God is based on God's grace, not human merit. Now, as we see in the above scripture, whether first or last, both are equal. So, those who respond to God's call of salvation, regardless of if you have worldly accomplishments or not, you will receive the same reward of eternal life. God rewards are based on availability to his service and his purposes and his grace, not who you are or what your successes are. He's no respecter of persons, thankfully. For example, you may have chosen to forego the higher education, college degree, learning path, and yet you still would be just as successful and contain a plethora of spirit-filled knowledge and godly wisdom as someone who has dedicated time and energy to the conventional degree plan. Now, each scenario could produce good results, right? But the main objective to be noticed is the eternal rewards are not allotted by education, accomplishments, success, or how many letters are behind your name. Rather, they are given by God's grace and faithfulness to do his service, among other things. In God's kingdom and with his people, they realize that whoever God chooses, he equips and he empowers, and they can stand complete in Christ. Although it is reasonable and encouraged to pursue education, and I firmly believe in it, it's also foolish and maybe even a little prideful to only give attention or be mentored by someone who has no formal education or accreditation. God's anointing can produce an unnatural occurrence of knowledge and acuity. This enables the person who is yielding and submitting to the Holy Spirit's guidance and giftings a discernment, or a tap, if you will, into the Lord's power and his abilities, which equips them to provide a service that might not have been successful otherwise. There are people who possess godly wisdom, insight, and supernatural knowledge. It's just a general knowing of things, but it was given to them through God's grace and power alone. With no formal education to be accredited, this gives Jesus the total glory. Whether degreed or not degreed, both are accepted and welcomed in God's ministry. But none should be self-appointed, and nor can they be anointed except by God himself. Now, as I mentioned earlier, just for a little fun, I have compiled a short list of easily recognizable individuals that chose the non-degree plan of life. And I think you'll be surprised, but no less impressed, with the successful and talented people they are. Now, number one on the list is my spiritual superhero, Joyce Meyer. Now, Joyce had no formal or theology training or Bible college degree, but she went, as she calls it, to the school of the Holy Spirit, and she studied. And she is an anointed and world-renowned teacher and minister of Jesus Christ. And she has written over 194 books. That's incredibly impressive to me. She has a massive worldwide ministry that has been victorious in the salvation of multitudes of souls that otherwise may have perished. But through her knowledge and wisdom and anointing ministry, she has offered hope to the hopeless, faith to the fearful, and daily life applications that enable us in our Christian walk and our successes. Now, next up, if you listen to podcasts at all, is Joe Rogan. Joe has no college degree, but he has the number one podcast currently, with a broadcast reach of over 14.5 million followers. He has loyal listeners who are attentive and in tune with him. Another one, a big music superstar, Faith Hill. She, too, had no college degree, but she has sold over 50 million albums worldwide and has a multitude of fans that support her music. Another famous person is Mark Zuckerberg. Mark has no college degree either, but he is the founder of Facebook. And unless you have been hiding under a rock, you have heard of Facebook and probably use it regularly, daily, hourly in some cases. And he is one of the richest men in the world. Another big iconic person is Bill Gates. Bill did not finish college or get a degree, but he left an incredible footprint in technology and software. Now, all of this information was provided via Google and Wikipedia. I didn't make any of this up. It was what was easily and readily available through the internet. But these are just a few people who have attained huge success and incredible blessings throughout their career without being a part of the constraints of a must-have degree plan in order to have experienced victory and major accomplishments. Now, some of them attended college, I did read, but they didn't get an actual degree or complete their college plan. Now, if I were to ask each of them if they had ever experienced failures along the way, I'm betting each one would say yes at some point or another. But I don't think that has anything to do with whether they had a degree or not. I think they may even suggest to a newcomer that it's wise to have a degree to perhaps open those otherwise locked doors that can only be unlocked with a degree and through certain employers or, you know, in the case of ministry, with certain denominations. But the point I wanted to make was people can achieve success and victory without following the traditional degree plan if God has called you and is leading you to do so. He'll make sure he gives you the appropriate equipment and directions to win in life. Now, I should have mentioned earlier, but this whole discussion was piqued and highlighted in my mind after a conversation with someone regarding whether she should pursue a particular path due to age, education, so forth. And this brought to light other questions afterwards as well, such as, am I qualified? Do I have what it takes? Will people accept or respect me if I don't have a degree in this specific field, such as music, for instance? And we saw that Faith Hill did not have a degree in music, and she is highly talented, which was a gift from God, and very successful, which was also a blessing from God. But even though I realized that all these questions made me suddenly interested in discovering, why do we feel the need to abandon our dreams or passions based on whether we've got all the so-called boxes checked off and that stamp of approval, especially if we feel God is calling us to do it? There's no information via Google or Bible commentaries that I was able to attain, at least, that says, if you're a disciple, a prophet, a teacher, or perhaps you want to be acknowledged as a minister, that in order to do so, you must be degreed or have a formal education. Now, to be clear, there may be certain denominations or employers that might require it, but God can anoint and equip you to be just as valued and worthy of being heard and respected as one who doesn't have a degree in theology or anything else, such as Joyce Meyer. There are benefits to having a degree in your chosen field, but to put your God-given calling on pause, or worse yet, to cancel it because you feel unqualified or inadequate due to a degree or lack thereof, that's not how God operates. If He calls you, He'll equip and lead you. That's just what He does. That's how He does. Now, I'm not saying it won't entail possibly being mentored or spending time studying His word or perhaps even furthering your education. But it shouldn't be a toss out if you feel led and God has gifted you sufficiently to complete your purpose or mission without it. In the Bible, there were educated people teaching and discipling others, such as Paul. He was highly educated. But many weren't, including our Savior Himself. Jesus Christ, with God's anointing and through the Holy Spirit's power and guidance, He still trained, discipled, and groomed each of His followers and disciples to go out and preach the gospel to all the nations. It's important to remember that when God places a gift in your heart, and He graces you with His Spirit to complete His purpose for your life with this special talent, then don't question if, how, where, or am I enough. Just do as Abraham did and follow Him first. Take that first step, and then He'll show you the way. It's called the true test of faith. So if in the future, or maybe you're currently trying to determine which path is right for you, or whether you should even pursue your purpose and passion, just remember, we are all equally valuable in God's kingdom, regardless of social status or acceptance, degree or not. So let Jesus lead, guide, and direct your steps, and then you'll be filled with peace and fulfillment. But the main thing is, many may be called, few will be chosen, but all are equally valuable. I pray this inspires, encourages, and maybe propels you to follow your heart. Just take God's Holy Spirit with you as you fulfill God's purpose for your life. Thank you for joining me as we discussed degree or no degree And I just pray that all of this will help you to be able to feel equally valuable and follow God's plan for your life. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.